sort of coming from
all
different
over.
Areas.
Global collaboration,
which,
from
which
all
again
over
adds
the place.
The you know adds to the sort of scope and the dimensions of the overall album.
That's very true, and I guess Trevor's got some artists from City Canyon, so Sarah Wendt, Ann Cusick, and Jen Elliott, and they're
yeah, and
all
David Steele.
I love Drugs of War. That's like, this whole album. Each song
yeah.
is a character in itself, but it's really cool. I think it's amazing. Like I think Trevor's kind of, you guys are kind of visionaries, because he's using artists from City Canyons, and Sarah, Ann, and Jen are all known around the New York scene, and they all have great
yeah, that's
voices.
Right. Yeah.
And then you got Aaron Sachs Seymour, who's like another like a very country twangy feel. So you've got this great chorus of women on this album, which is very, very cool. And then you've got like Kingsley Sage.
That's right. Yeah, he's over here in the UK.
Yeah, from Amino. So
how, that's it, yeah.
This is amazing. And I love Love Skeleton. So... So each song has a character.
Very much so, and that's something that we very deliberately set out to achieve. We wanted it to be that way, very much so.
Mm-hmm. And it's like there's a 70s sound, you know, the Secret Gardener's kind of
yeah.
with the horns and the it's each song each and the other huge thing is the music, the instrumentation. So it's like another character. All through the album. How many instruments are you playing on this? Because I'm guessing it's a lot.
Yeah, I know. It sounds hugely impressive when I run through the number of instruments I play. But really, a lot of those things, a lot of the instruments that I get credit for playing, I'm not a genuine player of those instruments, but I love collecting instruments and being surrounded by instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the time, all I'm doing is just using them to add a little bit of coloration to something, maybe just a few notes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, but overall, so quite a few instruments. And over the whole scope of the album, I haven't been through and counted up, but I mean, there must be... I don't know, 50, 60,
at least
70 different instruments, something like that. But we were very conscious of the fact that we didn't want to just use loads of different instruments just for the sake of it.
No.
It had to really add something to the particular track.
Yeah, it does.
We wanted to make sure that each track had a very individual flavor.
Yes.
And that the selection of instruments was exactly right for that. And, So there are tracks on it, like for example, Secret Gardener, which is really a basic, pretty much a guitar, bass, drums lineup with a bit of brass and vocals. There's not really much else in that one because the track didn't need it. So there was no no way we were going to shove extra instruments in just for the sake of it.
Yeah.
But on others, the variation in the instruments and the number of and the range of instruments. As far as we're concerned, really added to the way the sound comes over and the feel you get for that particular track.
Mm-hmm. And you've got Children of the Rain. You've got Saskia? How do you pronounce her name?
Yeah, Saskia's a friend of mine in Holland who we've known her for. She's a huge Dead Can Dance fan.
Yeah, I can tell.
We've known her for years in that context. But
she's a student of Brendan's, eh?
Sorry?
She was a student of Brendan's in a class.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. She met Brendan initially at one of the percussion workshops that he arranged in the, I think in the sort of kind of mid-90s over at his studio over in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And then I met her and one or two of the others who went to some of those sessions in London a year or so later. And they were just lovely people, and we became good friends and kept in touch ever since. And she's gone on to do some really nice projects of her own. She's got a one project called Poets to Their Beloved.
Yes.
Which, a couple of really beautiful albums.
It's like Dead Can Dance meets Cocteau Twins meets Mortal Coil with their own accent to it.
It's yeah, there's elements of all those things in it.
Very 4AD sounding,
yeah.
which is love, gorgeous,
yeah.
you know, eloquent work. So...
So it was a sort of natural progression for me to suggest to Trevor that we invited her to participate in something, and Yeah, so she's not only on Children of the Rain, she's one of our choir, as we have seen that have accumulated on that track. But she also had, she's a didgeridoo player. And,
I see, yeah.
So she played the didgeridoo part on that and also added an Australian bull roarer part.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is a bull roarer? That
Well, it's just, it's literally what it's a kind of thing, the sort of, metallic contraption, but you just wave it around and it gives off this this raw bull roaring sound, and it's literally that's what
it sounds pretty cool. And you play, what's a Chinese moon guitar? A Yechin, I guess.
Yeah, Yechin. It's just a complete circular bodied like a small lute or guitar with quite a short neck on it. But it has, it's got the distinctive sound on it is given by the fact that on the fretboard, the fret bars themselves stand up very prominently off the face, off the neck of the instrument.
Okay.
So it gives you the possibility to really bend the strings as you're playing it. And you hear that sound a lot in Chinese music, mm-hmm. where you get that sort of wow, 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 wow,
yeah.
Kind of sound. And it's instruments like that and the koto, where you can, which the the big Chinese zither, where you can press down on the strings and vary the pitch as you're playing it,
mm-hmm.
That give that kind of very distinct Chinese sound. So it's a beautiful instrument to look at as well, because the sound box is completely circular, and it's a well known Chinese instrument.
I just wanted to
ask. But again, I mean, that's a good example of something that I really don't play as such, but mm-hmm. In the opening track on the album, it's just used for just a little bit of coloration in one section. There's a lyric that's concerned with China, and it
right, yeah,
it just adds that little bit of flavor of China into the background.
I love that. I really like the way that's written too. It starts off with Robert the Bruce, and ends up with the KKK.
Right, yeah.
I think. And Children of the Rain, this sounds to be about, like, it's about clear cutting or a warning about the environment and forests.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Is it a specific forest in the world, or just it's generic?
Yeah. Mm. The warning against just adding our voice to the warning against the destruction of the rainforest generally around the world, and what danger that is creating for the planet in terms of destruction of potential cures for diseases, mm. the CO2 absorbing qualities of those huge amounts of forest, and all the other aspects, the destruction of entire species that live in them, all the hugely detrimental side effects of this massive forestation business.
Yeah, it's a very, very lovely track.
Treasure, what have we done? Children. dry in the drop.
Distinct feel to it.
So I get it because you keep mentioning that.
I really like that a lot.
The bullet's wine shot slice through him, much too wild to grieve. You're glad it was not you. The blood saws a searing high to know you did not die. But out ran once more the hounds of war. And life is not the same after this vivid game. You cannot sleep while your mother weeps. Johnny, I hardly know you anymore. A wounded mama. Eyes cool as ice, men wearing stars, read the penny charts, smoke their slow cigars, pace the floor, open hell's door, unleash the hounds of war. Once the old race begins, it never ends. And life is not the same after this vivid game. You cannot sleep, and the mothers weep. Johnny, a harp, you know the iron maw, a wounded lamont, not hurt but scarred. Drug of war.